Welcome to Astro Theory, the show that discusses science, astronomy, and more. I'm your host, Alex, and before we start this episode, you can find this show on YouTube by searching Astro Theory and will hopefully soon be on iTunes. Feel free to call in to be on the show, and with that being said, let's start this episode. When humans look at Earth from high in the atmosphere or in a plane, it looks smaller than being physically on the surface of Terra. We know this because of being in a plane, or we might hear it from an astronaut that's been in space. It just looks smaller. It's the way things work. The farther away from an object, the smaller it looks. The closer you are to something, the bigger it looks. Now here's the thing. We could assume that because of the way that it works on Earth, that it would do the same on Mars. But the scary thing is what I just said. We don't know what it would be like on Mars. We can assume from our current knowledge and research that it would be similar to Earth, or at least livable, but that knowledge would only be assuming. Measurements and theories and thousands of years of research from the smartest people in the world and the smartest scientists in the world, we could believe, and the theories and the research and all that stuff is probably correct, but what if we go to Mars and it's 100% different than what we thought, or 100% different than what we researched? Then our whole database of knowledge about Mars being a livable planet crashes. Then we might have to start from scratch. And I'm not trying to be negative, but it could honestly be true. If in 20 years we assume that we have the knowledge about Mars, and then spend millions of dollars making mankind able to land on Mars, but we get there and it's totally different than what we thought and research and what everyone was thinking about. The astronauts then get out of their spacecraft and for say instantly die of something that we don't know of, because our knowledge of Mars is still very insufficient. Or not necessarily insufficient, but so little. So when people ask why hasn't NASA sent humans to Mars, maybe it's just because they legitimately don't have enough knowledge about Mars. The reason why NASA sent Americans to the moon was because they wanted to beat the Soviets. Why are they trying to send humans to Mars? Because they want to colonize it. Which if you think about it this way, that's a really huge step for NASA and SpaceX. To be honest though, I think it's a great idea, but I think we have insufficient or little knowledge of it still. So I think it's something that won't still happen for a long time, but I always say is that things that we could think might happen in 1,000 years might happen tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astro Theory. Sorry, I know this was a very short episode, but I didn't really have anything to discuss, so I put something quick together. Be sure to listen to the next episode. I will be discussing black holes and how they could be our fate. So look for the show on YouTube, and soon iTunes. This was the first episode of Astro Theory, and I'll see you on the second. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.